My name is Kathy McCarthy. I'm the coordinator of the Transitional Living Program for Pregnant and Parenting Teens at ULIC Children's Advantage Network. ULIC is a social service agency that works with wards of the state.
My name is Shamika. I'm 19. I have two kids. The oldest is 3. His name is Jayshawn. And my baby is 5 months. And his name is Deshante.
Shamika's childhood is similar to a lot of our girls. She grew up in a home where there wasn't a great deal of supervision, and there was some substance abuse issues, and obviously when somebody's abusing substances, they're really not around to supervise their kids.
My mom, she been doing drugs ever since I was little, so it was like she wasn't there to tell me nothing, so I ain't look at her as a mother, you know what I'm saying? She ain't act like one, so I ain't look at her as one. I just looked at her like she just this lady I know.
Nobody in her family really has motivated her to think that she can succeed. So she got a lot of negative messages that, you know, why bother to go to school? Nobody made her go to school. Nobody encouraged her to do anything positive because nobody was around.
I was running away and getting kicked out of school and smoking marijuana and all that. So my mom, she was trying to quit. So she didn't want to be around that. So The state just picked up my case. And since I've been 12, I've been in the state.
As a ward of the state, Shamika bounced around from family member to family member and group home to group home and was in and out of trouble with the law.
I've been to about 5 girls' homes. I've been to the detention center so many times, but I only been in the county one time. I went to the Peoria County Jail for fighting.
At her intake interview, she said that she looked around and realized that if she didn't leave the environment that she was in, she was never going to have a chance of rising above that. She also said she wanted to get away from all the negative things that were going on at home and with her family and to get a fresh start. And that's the main reason that we took her, to give her the fresh start that she wanted. Shamika and her kids live in their own apartment in our transitional living site on the south side. And they're supervised 24 hours by a house parent who lives in the building, and then they also get supportive services from our staff. They're basically expected to do everything on their own with our support, like cleaning the apartment, cooking, budgeting, shopping, taking care of their kids, time management. And the idea with the program is to show them what it's like to live a normal, healthy, productive life.
I wake up at 6:30. About 6:45, I'll be up.
One of the things that we try to work with all the girls, Shamika included, on is establishing a daily routine.
And I just get Jayshawn some breakfast. Jayshawn had cereal this morning. SpongeBob SquarePants.
She came from an environment where she could sleep all day, where you didn't have appointments, you didn't do anything unless you felt like doing it.
After that, I start getting ready for daycare.
Go find your coat.
My coat on the couch.
Put it on.
About 7:30, Mr. French, the daycare provider, he comes to pick some up.
See you, baby.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Our hope is that by establishing a routine, we can get some structure in her life so that when she leaves us, she knows that you get up early and you get the kids ready and you go to school or a job. That when you have an appointment, you leave in enough time to get down there. So we're really trying to give them a sense of predictability and structure and order, which is so important for them.
Whose Coke is that?
Alex.
Whose water is that?
One of the most important parts of the program is that we want the girls to get an education. So one of the agreements they make prior to coming into the program is that they're either going to be in a GED program or working toward their high school diploma or in college or vocational training.
I do math and reading, computer work. It's stuff I know already, but I'm just like going through it so I can get ready to take my test.
And actually, Shamika's been doing really well in school.
I never really cared too much for school. I mean, I liked it when I wanted to like it, but I wasn't all into school like I am now.
Part of Shamika's school program is that they also work on vocational and employment skills, so they teach them how to write a resume and how to go on an interview, and also how to write a thank you note to potential employers.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you Monday afternoon regarding the available cashier position. After speaking with you, I am more convinced than ever that I could be a valuable asset.
Asset.
Yeah. to your company, feel free to contact me.
You know, Shamika didn't get that job, and I wonder if it had anything to do with her cell phone.
Can I see your phone for a second, please? What's that on the front?
It's a figure of speech.
What's this on the back?
It's a figure of speech.
This is a marijuana leaf. What does this say? High life?
She had, like a faceplate on her cell phone that was marijuana leaves. So I told her it was inappropriate and asked her to take it off. And again, that's not a huge deal, but she was going to a job interview that day, so I don't think she needs to be walking into a job interview with a marijuana leaf cell phone faceplate.
Is there any way that this is detachable from your phone? Because I guarantee you, you go down to Maggiano's for your job interview and you flip this out with the marijuana leaf to make a call, you're probably not going to get the job.
Take it off.
Okay, what's the most important thing you can do to stimulate your child's brain development?
The girls in the transitional living program are also required to go to a weekly parenting skills group. And what we want them to learn, first of all, is just things about normal childhood development, but also that the childhood they have is not the childhood that their kids need to have. And we try to teach them the skills to break that whole cycle of abuse.
And we talked about the idea that you can be a different parent than your parents were.
There really are serious issues with Shamika with regard to how she was parented. And we see her take some of that out on her older son.
Jay Sean, get off of him. Get up. I do yell at him a lot. I know that I do. I yell at him a lot. I be trying. That's like, when I yell at him, it prevents me from hitting him. But it's like either one of them don't work when I yell at him. Or if I hit him, it ain't going to make no difference. He going to do the same thing.
I think one of the hardest things that we battle with is that society and ourselves have an expectation that once you give birth to a child, you're going to act like a parent, which means you're going to be responsible and you're going to make good choices and you're going to support your kids emotionally and physically and financially. However, the fact of the matter is that our clients have kids at a fairly young age, and they just emotionally are not at a point where they just don't have the skills to parent.
The only two people I can talk to, really, really talk to, is my kids. And they listen. They just sit there and listen. I know they be listening because they be looking dead at me. That's the good thing about having kids. They listen to you. Like if I'm real mad and I'm upset and I'm crying and everything, I'll talk to Jay Sean because he'll be like, what's wrong with you? Why you crying? And I'll tell him. He'll be like, oh.
For most of the girls in our program, and this is definitely true of Shamika, they lived in places where there hasn't been a whole lot of rules, there hasn't been structure, it's been kind of a chaotic lifestyle. It's also the first time for most of them that they've ever had their own place. So a lot of them naturally think that they have their own apartment, they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And they don't always think about what the consequences of that might be. And especially with Shamika, she hasn't made really good choices in the past in terms of friends or in terms of things that she wants to do. So we definitely need to have rules and structure in place for all of the girls to help teach them how to make good choices for themselves and for their kids. I mean, some of our basic rules, we have curfew. They have to earn the privilege of having company. We have no tolerance for drugs or alcohol. Shamika's been having a lot of trouble with, especially with the no company policy. We've already caught her twice with company in the apartment when she's not supposed to have anybody over. We are going to go talk with Shamika, who violated a major rule by sneaking a boy in the middle of the night, and I'm going to go confront her on it and figure out what her punishment is going to be, because technically it gets her kicked out of this site of the transitional living program. And a lot of what happens to her depends on her attitude during this conversation. But she's in trouble.
Big trouble. Alrighty, talk to me. Because you got a whole lot of convincing to do and explaining to do.
You know, I be trying, Kathy, honest to God. I be trying, you know what I'm saying, not to have company. But it's really hard for me. It's real hard. But I be trying.
I think the company issue is such an issue for Shamika, because she honestly doesn't really have any friends in transitional living. She doesn't really have any friends back in her community. She doesn't really have any positive relationships with anybody her age. So I think that when she meets these guys on the street, that the fact that they want to show some interest in her does something for her self-esteem. I mean, her self-esteem is very low. She doesn't see past the point that they're using her. They're coming over because they just want a place to hang out.
And it's, I guess it's just hard for me to adjust to something like that because I'm not used to that. You know what I'm saying? Being, well, I never had my own place, but...
Shamika's been trying really hard to work on her self-esteem in her individual weekly therapy sessions, and she's actually been making a lot of progress there. But when it comes to the no guest rule, Shamika has a huge problem with authority and with rules. And she has a history of following whatever rules she wants to follow, and then the ones she doesn't want to follow, she doesn't follow.
I think the thing, though, that you got to think about is the bigger picture. I mean, whether or not you have company in our little program, you know, it's a small issue compared to the fact that the whole rest of your life, you're going to have rules put on you that you're not used to. And in the real world, with the big stuff, you don't get to slip up once and twice and three times. Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
So there's a bigger lesson here. It's not really just about the company.
If I go by the book and go by our rules, Shamika should have lost this apartment and she should be sent back to the Riverdale site. And that's still a transitional living program, but it's a lot more supervised. She doesn't have her own apartment. It's more group living. The problem is that it's a lot further away from her school and from her daycare. And she's been doing so well with going to school, and she likes her daycare, and she's been doing really well with therapy, that I'm really torn on what to do. I think the best thing for her would be to keep her at her current site and put her on restriction and try to get her to see that she needs to follow the rules. But before deciding what I'm going to do, I really want to hear what she has to say.
I think you know, maybe I should be on restriction for like maybe a month or something like that.
Would you be willing to agree to restriction for a month? It's a big consequence.
Yeah.
Instead of Riverdale.
I agree to restriction for 6 months instead of Riverdale. Honest to God, I will.
No matter what our differences are, these clients know that I and all of our staff, we respect the hell out of them. I mean, the bottom line is that they've come from horrific backgrounds. They have faced crises that I personally probably could not have gotten through. I'm not sure that most of my friends or family could have gotten through. And the fact that they are still functioning adults, they have so many strengths and so many qualities, and we try to make it really clear to them that we respect them as individuals. We respect the fact that they have struggled for everything, that they have overcome, and that they're so resilient.
Do you ever think about the fact that with all that you've been through, the fact that you're here, that you're getting up every day, you're at least trying to do what you're supposed to do, that that's not a huge accomplishment?
I don't think about that. I don't.
I would ask that you think about that, because there are a lot of people who at your age, if they had no GED and no family that they could really count on, and they had two kids that they had to take care of, who would give up? And you haven't done that.
I can't give up, huh? I can't.
Well,
I
see, but you could. You choose not to give up. And that in itself is a strength.
It's been 2 weeks since I met with Shamika, and when I met with Shamika last time, she gave us the impression that she understood what she had done wrong and that she was going to put some effort into really starting to work with the program more. Last Thursday, so not even 1 week from when we met, she snuck some guy into her apartment. So she obviously had no intention of putting any limits on her own behavior or anybody else's behavior. So we've given her chance after chance after chance, and it's not so much about the company, although this guy, from what I understand, is in a gang, has a pretty lengthy arrest record for theft, so he's not somebody we want, you know, in our building anyhow, but it's less about the company, more about, at some point, she needs to learn how to follow rules, and if she can't follow rules, we're not teaching her anything. So she will be moving back to Riverdale, so I'm waiting for her to get here. And we're going to break the news to her. And she's not going to be a happy young woman.
So, Shamika, do you have any idea why we're talking?
Nope.
None at all.
Typically, I deliver the bad news. But this time, the honor goes to her case manager, Barb. That way, Shamika can get the message that we're all on the same page. And it's not just me she talks to when she's in trouble, but that we all take her behavior very seriously.
You know, I got to tell you, Shamika, I was a little disappointed. You gave me the impression like, all right, clean slate. I want, you know, my guest privileges back.
What have I done?
And you just seemed so...
What have I done? I ain't doing nothing to harm nobody. I'm not doing nothing to harm myself or my kids. So, I mean, what? I'm not breaking no laws. So, I mean, what? I'm not doing nothing. Y'all sitting up here making it seem like, oh, I just committed a damn murder or something. I ain't did shit. When I see a person that's higher than me and got so much authority over me, I'm supposed to run up to them and blow kisses at their ass. And, you know, I'm not that type of person. I don't do that. Sometimes I feel that they want me to do and be a person that I'm not.
I think that's indicative of her being told for so many years that she's never going to be anything. And if she really believes that, then we are asking her to be something she's not. But you know what? That's what we're doing. We're asking her to be a different person than she is now. That's what the program's about. So that is true. We are doing that. But we're not doing that against her will. She asked to be in the program. And we're not asking her to do anything that we really don't believe she's capable of doing. And to be honest, we're not asking her to do anything that's different than what most people do. We're asking her to get an education and have a job and not have to be on welfare and be able to afford to raise her kids and to be a good parent. So yeah, we are asking her to do those things. And that's different than the environment that she came from, but that is what we're asking her to be.
Does this mean enough weight?
No, not yet.
Well, given the light of things, you're gonna have to go back to Riverdale. Mm. We feel like we've exhausted everything else, Shamika.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm moving to Ohio. That's what I'm gonna do. My cousins stay out there. I gotta get the hell from out here. I'm ready to go. Because I'm not happy right now. I'm not happy here.
Sometimes I think like we're making up for, you know, 18 years of behavior. You know, we're trying to reshape the way they think and try to instill some morality and some values and some dedication and perseverance. And the reality is sometimes it's not enough time. 2 years is not enough time to undo years of clients just not going to school and not doing what they're supposed to do and not getting mental health services. So that's really frustrating sometimes. Shamika didn't move to Ohio, and she didn't move back to Riverdale either. What she decided to do was to move back to her mom's house in North Chicago. In a way, I'm happy that it turned out like this. In a perfect world, these girls never would have come to our program. They would have been living at home with family, ideally with their parent and with their siblings, their brothers and sisters. So even though she went home because she was angry at our program, the fact that she's home with her mom, her mom has done a huge amount of work to get her own life back together. Her mom is doing really well. And I mean, I'd love for all these girls to be able to go home and be with a committed, caring parent. Doesn't work that way. Most of them don't have a home to go to. But in the rare cases where they do, it's on one level, it's nice to see that be able to happen. The other thing that was really good is that 3 days after she moved back, we got a call from a school program up there asking us to fill out a release form so that they could have her school records because she had already enrolled in school, which is wonderful because she had never gone to school prior to coming to us. We also saw some improvement in her ability to parent her kids. She's still got a lot of work to do in that area, but I don't believe that either of her kids are at risk of neglect or abuse. And that's probably the most important thing.